The future of Talking Stick Resort Arena in downtown Phoenix remains uncertain. The city council had planned to meet in executive session tomorrow to discuss arena negotiations with the Phoenix Suns, but late yesterday we learned that meeting was canceled. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins me. And Christina, do we know why this meeting was canceled?
Well, not exactly. I was told, though, not to read too much into it, that negotiations between the city and the Suns are ongoing, and another meeting is scheduled for next week. Now, just a couple hours before the meeting was canceled, I was at the downtown YMCA where Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton joined the Suns president and others to commemorate the team's 50th season. The mayor has remained steadfast in his desire to keep the Suns downtown. And during his State of the City address last year, Stanton even suggested a new facility where the Suns, Mercury, and Coyotes could all play. Then there's the consultant hired by the city to evaluate arena options. That consultant was also told to include hockey. So I asked the mayor whether hockey really makes sense in downtown Phoenix.
I believe that we should not have an additional new building in this region, that having three major facilities when there's only two teams that play in those facilities, the Suns and the Coyotes, does not make a lot of sense. So if we're going to build a new building, it should be built in a way that will allow NHL and the NBA to coexist.
Stanton went on to say the Coyotes have a good building in Glendale, and his first choice is for them to stay there. But if the Coyotes in Glendale can't work things out, Stanton says he wants the Coyotes to stay in the region.
Well, Christina, what is the team saying about this?
The Suns declined to comment yesterday, but about 3 months ago, the team's owner, Robert Sarver, told AZ Central that it's highly unlikely the Suns would pursue a joint basketball-hockey arena with the Coyotes. At that time, Sarver also said upgrading the arena was the most economically viable alternative for the city and the team. He said he'd like to stay in downtown Phoenix, but if they can't, they'll explore other options.
Now, when Phoenix built the arena, which was, of course, originally called America West Arena when it opened in 1992, part of the money came from the city's Sports Facilities Fund. Is that where the council would look to fund renovations or a new arena should they decide to go that route?
Yes, that fund was created to help pay for new arenas and renovations. The money comes through a tourism tax, and it's a pretty safe bet to think the Suns would also contribute to renovations or a new arena. While it is home to the Suns, supporters like Mayor Stanton are quick to point out the arena is not just about sports.
Actually, what's most important is all the other events. That building is busy well over 250 days per year. With when Adele comes to town, she plays at Talking Stick Resort Arena, and the restaurants and the hotels do very well if that building is busy. And we didn't make sure that that building has the capability of hosting the biggest and best events.
So, Christina, what's the timetable for negotiations between the Suns and the city?
Well, the Suns could potentially have an out in about 5 years. Their lease deal with the city requires the arena be maintained in a certain condition. And two sources tell me the Suns want to close a deal sooner rather than later. It looks like the council will meet next week in executive session to receive an update on negotiations with the Suns and learn what the consultant has come up with in terms of options and costs.
All right, that's KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, thanks.
You're welcome.